Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Good.
Excellent.
I'm really glad
I'm not following Nathan Reynolds.
Yeah. Nathan, he's, I wouldn't expect anybody to try following that guy. He's in a class of his own. So he and I connect here and there, and I text him a few months ago before we recorded the last interview. And, I said to him, hey man, I want to get you back on the show. Come on back out. And he said, I'd love to. And, you know, we scheduled it out, and I'd say probably within 24 to 48 hours before he was set to be here, I text him like, so what are we going to talk about? Like, and it was just like, I don't even remember what he said. It was just so general. It's just like with Nathan, like, there's no need to even know where this is going to go. You just know it's going to go.
Yeah. It's going to go 0 to 10.
Yes. Fast. Yes. Very, very fast. And, I don't even remember everything. It's impossible to remember everything you cover on an episode with him. But, I remember the second episode we did with him after the recording was over, he started talking about underground dragons. And I was like, bro, talk about burying the lead much. And so I had waited probably a year to hear more of that stuff. And, in that time we came out with episode 692 and the idea of being recruited. And when I brought it up to him, this is like, he's sitting at the table. We're getting ready to record the third interview, the one that everybody's heard, the most recent one. And I bring up the whole idea of the recruitment stuff. And he goes, oh yeah, the Finders Club. And I was like, the what? And he's like, yeah, the Finders Club. And I was like, writing this down. We're going to talk about this. Okay. Right. So it was just like, I was just like, bro, you are something else, man. I love you. Anyways.
Yeah, no, that's great. I have his book. He's he's great. So
let us get to you, Max. You're out in Minnesota, and I don't know if this all happened out where you're at or where in life this happened for you, because you got really involved in Santeria. And I always look at that as like a religion that a lot of Latinos in South America.
100%.
So I'm curious as to how somebody from Minnesota gets involved in such a practice, and how does this evolve for you? Because I know it took a lot of different twists and turns and darkness. And then you wound up seeing some red flags that popped up that made you start kind of, maybe the scales coming off the eyes kind of situation.
Yeah, sure. Yep. It's unbelievable how so many podcasts have changed now towards spiritual awareness, spiritual attack, and then how to get better. So it's just, I felt like now was just an amazing time to tell my story, because it is about, it's about different entities. It's about deities. You know, it's everything that people have been talking about. And it's just, for the last year or two, and it's just coming, you know, like fast. So I felt like this was a great time to spread awareness. So I'm going to do like a little story mode and then a little education, you know, mixed in there. That seems to be kind of the best way to do it. So this was like 15 years ago. I was struggling at the time with my relationship with my wife at the time. I was just a background on me, because this will definitely help. I have an anthropology major, a bachelor of science in anthropology, and an emphasis in archaeology. So I did work as a cultural resource management archaeologist, which is a fancy way of saying that I dig in ditches, but I have a degree. So I'm like, we used to call ourselves construction workers with degrees, you know, because you'd see us in ditches. So, anthropology of religion was my favorite class. I've always been interested in different religions around the world. And, especially back in the day, shamanism. Christianity back then was more of, I had a problem with organized religion. I did not have a problem with Jesus Christ. It was more of the organized religion. So I kind of stayed away from that at the time. And I am a part Cherokee Indian. So I was just always about Native Americans or Native cultures around the world. And so it was just very fitting that during a time of struggle, I was working at the census, the 2010 census, because my archaeology job, unfortunately, was not full-time, it was part-time. So I had to have other jobs. So I was working at the census, and there was a lady there that I met, and she was from Mexico. She's from Mexico City. And so we started talking more and more, very funny, so got along really well. And I did notice that with my struggles at the time, that I started to, you know, pretty much become attracted to her more than friends. And then we started to have very deep conversations, and I noticed that she was very spiritual, and that was a big deal because my wife at the time was not. And I was found myself praying and doing a lot of spiritual activities, spiritual work all by myself. And it was very lonely. And so this lady was giving me like a sense of comfort, you know, and peace and confidence. And so, so we kind of hit it off in that way as friends, good friends. And then I have been known to have psychic abilities, and then she does too. So there was, you know, I got that from my mom and all that. So there was this connection that was growing, okay? And then all of a sudden she like was talking about that she was into a religion. I mean, she just kind of said it, called Santeria, which was really weird because I was into all these religions. I never heard of it. And I was like, huh, So, all right. So like, what's this all about? And she described how, you know, it came from Africa. So just a quick little breakdown, on that. I know Isaiah was on your show. He mentioned a little bit about it. So it comes from the Yoruba people in West Africa. And so back when the Spanish came and took slaves, they took, Yorubans, and not only did they take the workers, like not the, just the grunt workers or people that you wouldn't think that were super high up, but they actually took the priests of the religion. Why? I'm not sure. I'm still contemplating that. I think maybe because the other people could connect with the priests well, or it was some sort of dominance. Either way, they took the high priests along with the strongest workers, and they brought them to the Caribbean islands to work on the plantations. And so because the priests were there, they also practiced the religion. But they knew, because of the Spanish, they couldn't practice the religion outward. So they had to hide the religion in Catholicism.
Mm.
So they took the deities that they worship and they disguised them. They hid them under the saints. So like, for an example, the deity of the river Oshun is like Saint Philomena, you know, the deity of the, you know, like the fire and, the, and you know, in this, in the thunder, Shango is Saint Barbara. So they were hiding it, you know, so nobody knew. And so from there, it's stayed, you know, and it's stuck. And that is now, it's still going today. It's very, very popular in Cuba, Puerto Rico. And then that migrated, of course, to Brazil, where it is called by two or three different names. I don't remember the names right now, but doesn't really matter. The
Can I ask
point
a question?
Is they practice them. Yes, go for it.
Because you told, just so the audience knows, you told me I can interrupt you, so I'm going to interrupt you.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
But you got me, you just spiked my curiosity here. You said that it's popular in Puerto Rico. I'm Puerto Rican. I wasn't raised with my Puerto Rican side of the family. Okay. So you're saying Santeria is something that's pretty well ingrained in the Puerto Rican culture.
Correct.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
Cuba, that's just, a lot. Puerto Rico. Yes. It's 100% there. And okay. I can explain why, like later on, because of all the people I met were Cuban, Puerto Ricans, mm-hmm. and very few Mexicans. Okay. So yeah, it was mostly islanders. Yep.
Interesting. Learning about my heritage. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah. So that's like, yeah. So that is definitely, part of it. So that's kind of the, just like a very general explanation. And then I'll go more into it later on, you know? So I'll go back to the story. So I'm very interested because of what this is all about. You know, there are different deities, you know, I was into Hinduism for a long time. So, you know, this is very interesting to me because I'm learning that there's deities that rule all the forms of nature, right? River, ocean, mountain, you know, the whole works, the deep water, the clouds, the sky, the whole works. So I got involved because of my background in anthropology. I was very, very interested. And, I mean, you know, long story short on that part, I did end up leaving my wife and I was with her. And that became more, and then I started to become more and more involved, you know, in the whole works. And then I got to see her stuff, we'll put it that way, because everybody owns vessels and these deities are in those vessels. And I'll explain a little bit more of that later, but just to give you like a quick example. So like, you know, I'm in her place and I see what's going on. She can show me, you know, this is meant for the river goddess. This is meant for the, you know, the ocean, blah, 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 you know? And so I'm seeing this firsthand. And of course, what this is all about is divination. Okay. So they use cowrie shells, you know, so you recognize these shells, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this all comes from divination. So what happens is that you, they do divination with you through these cowrie shells, and then the deities that are called Orishas. So I'm going to use that name now, Orishas. They speak to you and they try to, you know, they try to help you, you know. So this is going to sound really funny with your Christian background and in the audience, but I have to speak. Just remember that I'm very secular, you know, going into this. So, and it'll be very interesting to get your thoughts on this whole thing later, because it's supposed to, quote, benefit you. You know what I mean? It's supposed to help you, you know. So it is what it is. So then it was time to meet. I wanted to do the first ceremony. So this is a hierarchy. So there are different ceremonies you can do, and you go higher and higher in the religion, and you get more powerful and you have more responsibility. Okay. So the first thing that I wanted to do, was I wanted to be a part of it. And so we flew to LA, where she's had, I don't know, at least 15 years of experience probably, when I met her. So she knew what was going on. So we flew to LA, and we met with somebody who is involved. You know, it's called the Santero. Okay. These are people that have gone through the ceremonies that now can help others. Okay. So the very first thing that you do is that you receive something called the necklaces. Now, this is a very harmless ceremony. Pretty much what happens is that they make a herbal solution. They use 21 herbs, and then they chant those herbs to the different orishas. Okay, so they're putting their intent and their prayer into like this spiritual bath, and you are led in with a towel over your head. So of course you can't see. Sounds a little familiar, Freemasonry, which is really bizarre, but and you are supposed to be very energetically cleared. Okay, so you have to go in with dirty clothes, and then what they do is they put you like in a tub, and then like a barn where the horses drink out of, like a metal, you know, big tub thingy,
like a trough,
kind of, yeah, but you know, like circular that you can stand in. Yeah. Okay. And then they cut your clothes off. Okay. And that's symbolic of getting rid of like the old you, the old energy. Okay. And then they dump the bath water all over you. Okay. And then there's prayers to the orishas. And then they pretty much put the necklaces on you. Okay. And then you're kind of like good to go for a while. And so I will quick take a pause and give a quick caveat. This is a religion. So as you know, a lot of religions, there's arguing within the religion of who's right, what's wrong. So you very well could get emails or something, but that's not how I did it. You know what I mean? So
I'm only
speaking of, yeah. So this is how I learned it. And I've witnessed all these arguments in person, you know, but like, yeah, this is what happened to me. This is how they did their thing. So, so I did that, and it wasn't bad. Like that was fine. She did warn me that there was animal sacrifice, but I didn't really know the extent of that and what ceremony that was involved in or all that. So like I knew that this was coming. You know, this is from the Yoruba people, and most native, you know, cultures will do sacrifice. Now, so, you know, and that's a big argument debate right there, you know, which, it is what it is. It, you know, if you're eating the animal and your intention is good, I don't know. You know, I'm going to stay out of it, right? But like, if you're just doing it to do it, if your intention is other things, then, you know, it gets kind of weird, in my opinion. But so I did the necklaces. That's the first part. This is Santeria. There are three different branches of this. Okay. So there's Santeria, and then there's Ifa, which Isaiah talked about. And then there's another branch called Palo Mayombe. That is a darker branch that gets witchy.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.